Well, that'll wrap up tonight's experiment here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Have a great night.
Dr. Oscar Adoli, bringing you the best mix of music.
It's Ebony Spectrum here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Here's Roland Martin.
All right, folks. I have been saying for quite some time that initiatives that are critically important to black folks are going to be under attack. My whole book, White Fear, How the Browning of America is Making White Folks Lose Their Minds, detail that. And what we have seen over the past several years, we've seen the attack on Black Lives Matter. We've seen the attack on what it means to be woke. We've seen the attack on CRT. Now we're seeing the wholesale attack on DEI. This is a well-funded effort to go after all of these programs. It wasn't just about the affirmative action decision that applied to colleges and universities. It's also the various programs that are happening in corporate America. Affinity groups are going to be under attack. I'm telling y'all, these things are coming. So the question really is, what should the response be? Black folks in corporate America, what should they be doing? African Americans who are board members, what should they be doing? So I had this conversation with my man Bruce Gordon, who's longtime executive at Verizon. When he retired from Verizon, he became president and CEO for the NAACP, lasted there a year. I really think they made a huge mistake, really not leaving him at the helm for longer than that. He joins us right now. So glad to see you, Bruce, to chat about this. First and foremost, how do you, just from your perspective, as someone who has been at the top the top of the game in corporate America. You sat on boards of directors. You're interfacing. What are you hearing from folks? Are they willing? Do they understand what the attacks are and what we're about to see over the next 6 months, a year, 2 years?
So, Roland, thanks for having me, one. And two, let me just take that word perspective and put a little context, more context on it. Because my perspective is a product of 53 years in the corporate environment. My perspective started in 1968 as a trainee. It ended in the C-suite in 2003, so that's a while ago. But I was running a $24 billion business. And then it finally ended in boardrooms, and I served on 8 corporate boards. So I've had a range of experience and a lot of perspective over the years. In terms of DE&I today, when I started, it was affirmative action. And it has morphed to DEI over that period of time. And as it's morphed, I think that the consistency that has existed in our community is that we should be pushing affirmative action and its predecessor DEI or its successor DEI because it's good for Black folks. We need it for our community. I don't debate that. But I think the more relevant discussion is corporations need us. DEI is not something that just serves our interest. It serves the bottom line of corporations and their interest. And as we think about this and as we address this movement in the country, in certain states that are trying to, quote, outlaw DEI, we should understand, and corporations need to understand, that this doesn't just hurt our community. It hurts their bottom line. And they need to take it as seriously as they take other policy issues, like, for instance, tax policy. So just understand that that's a perspective that I have. And it's a belief that I have that we, as the Black workforce, labor market, talent pool, however you want to characterize it, we're good, we're talented, we're capable. And we don't just need corporations to hire us. Corporations need us to be better. Let me just start by saying that. What do I hear?
Well, on that,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is that, you know, some people might say, you know, who's this old guy you have on here, Roland? You know, Bruce Gordon started in 68, 78 years.